Okay, that's right. Yahoo Sports Radio is your source for coverage of the upcoming Super Bowl 48 with the Seahawks and the Broncos. This is the ultimate matchup. You got great defense against great offense. Full championship breakdown coming your way right here at the Big E Sports Show. What a pleasure to welcome in tonight Jason Butt. He is a sports writer and author. He's going to provide some insight on the big game. We're also going to take time to walk down memory lane, relive some of the Super Bowl memories from the unexpected and thrilling run through the 2012 playoffs and Super Bowl 47 and that big, big win for the Baltimore Ravens. That's because Jason, he covers those Ravens. Hi, Jason. How are you this weekend?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. And indeed, the countdown is on. And our first order of business is we want to get your thoughts on the big game between the Seahawks and the Broncos. In your mind, Jason, who has the edge and what ultimately will decide the outcome of this game?
Well, heading into, first and foremost, I predicted this matchup. This is the one I wanted. I wanted to see the best defense and the best offense.
Sweet.
Because you have the best quarterback to play the game in Peyton Manning.
Uh-huh.
And then on the other side of the field, you got this amazing defense with Seattle, led by cornerback Richard Sherman, who's all the talk, all the rage right now, with some of the post-game comments. History shows that the best defense does tend to prevail in these kind of matchups. However, I do think Peyton Manning, with those weapons, with Wes Welker, Eric Decker, Demaryius Thomas, Julius Thomas, they're going to be a lot for the Seattle defense to handle, and it should make for one, incredible, amazing game. I'm looking forward to it very much so.
You bet. The Broncos with that high-powered offense, and I'm glad you bring up Peyton Manning. I mean, he truly is the reason that the Broncos emerge as the AFC's top team. His resume, he's 1-1 in Super Bowls. And you have to factor in, he's got the postseason experience, and that's going to be key for Denver. Try to quantify the impact that he has had in Denver in such a short period of time.
It's been amazing. Just think back to three seasons ago when Tim Tebow was the quarterback. And, he had this magical run where he was winning games where he really wasn't producing much as a quarterback. And then in the fourth quarter, he somehow miraculously pulled out these games. They had a pretty good defense that season. They got in the playoffs, they beat Pittsburgh unexpectedly, and then they just got crushed by the Patriots. With Peyton Manning these last two seasons, that's just been completely opposite. I mean, the offense has been the focal point of this team. The offense is carrying this team to victories. They've had a decent defense this year. They had a better defense last year. They've dealt with some injuries and then losing Von Miller, not having him to start the season, and then the injury later on. That definitely hurt them, but, where their defense is right now, to have a guy like Peyton Manning and to have the weapons that he has on offense, and then you have a guy like Knowshon Moreno stepping up, where entering the year, a lot of people were wondering if he was going to even be on the roster. So I just think that this offense is so powerful and has so many options to go to at any time that it can almost, it makes up for any kind of deficiencies on the defensive side of the ball, and it can counter a great defense like Seattle, which is why this matchup is the one that I think most of the people that are NFL fans in this country wanted to see.
Well-known sports writer and author Jason Butt is joining us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Connect with us at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. And if you are wanting to catch the rest of this on podcast, you can go to our radio website. That is eradiosports.com. So, Jason, we got to give some equal time and equal love to the Seahawks. Talk about them defensively against the Broncos offense. I mean, you look and you just think back to last Sunday against the 49ers. I mean, the defense of Seattle, three fourth-quarter turnovers. I mean, they've made some big-time plays.
Oh, definitely. And then, obviously the one that sticks out is the last play of the game where Richard Sherman batted the ball away in coverage with Michael Crabtree. It definitely would be better to talk about the play than what was said afterwards, given that we are a week away, from the game. It just goes to show that you really can't test this guy. He can guard just about anybody in man-to-man coverage. The 49ers, they lined up their best receiver, Michael Crabtree, on the play. Sherman was there step for step, makes an incredible play on the ball. That's gone unrecognized is the fact that Malcolm Smith, the linebacker, ran down the field trailing the play and was able to make the interception after the tip. So I just think that there's so much speed and there's so much athleticism on this defense. In addition, I think Thurman's been able to step up that cornerback with Brandon Browner getting suspended and all the off-field stuff with the the PED allegations and everything that he's dealt with. I just think that they've been able to have guys step up at the right time of the year. And then you look at their safety play, Cam Chancellor, Earl Thomas, Chancellor with that incredible pick late against the 49ers. I just think that this back end is something that Peyton Manning hasn't seen this year. And I think that that could cause him some problems because they're going to do some things up front, especially to get after him. And then these guys can cover with the best of them. The receivers aren't going to get nearly the kind of separation or the kind of open looks that they've been used to all year.
Sports writer Jason Butt joining us this weekend at YSR and in the Quicken Loan Studios. You know, you're talking about Richard Sherman. Kind of expound a little bit more as far as the personality of this group. I mean, these guys are so hungry, and they do play like they've been popped in the mouth.
Oh, exactly. And that's the thing that I think a lot of people do need to realize or at least recognize is that, you know, you hear somebody like Richard Sherman go off on a, you know, in an interview, but that's directly tied to the field. I mean, that's how these guys play on the field. It's not necessarily their character off the field.
Right.
We all know, I mean, or at least you should know how great of a person Sherman is with all his off-field efforts. You know, Stanford graduate with a 3.9 GPA at the university, second in his class when he was in high school. The guy's a great individual, an incredible mm-hmm. individual. On the field, his persona carries over as the one that wants to intimidate. He wants to be that guy on the field to have that edge over the receivers he lines up against. And you can see that translate almost with the rest of the players on that defense. So these guys, they play with an intensity that you just really don't see in the rest of the NFL, at least in my opinion, at least what I've seen this season from, you know, watching a variety of games, you know, week in, week out. These guys play with an almost reckless abandon. They're going to get in your face. They're going to take risks. The front seven is going to get after the quarterback. They're definitely going to stop the run. They don't have any weaknesses on the defensive side of the ball, and that's rare, you know, in a league where you don't really see this kind of dominance on the defensive side of the ball. We typically focus on the offensive side, you know, which quarterbacks are elite, which receivers can stretch the field, you know, which running backs still have it in a day where they're kind of being phased out. But, you know, rarely have we seen a defense, you know, maybe be reminiscent of maybe the 85 Bears or something like that. I mean, this defense is as good as it gets. It's one of the best defenses I can recall thinking, you know, in the last, you know, 5-6 seasons.
Sports writer, author Jason Butt is joining us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We're going to talk about his Ravens. He has just released a book, 100 Things Raven Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. We will relive some memories from Super Bowl 47. But, you know, so much attention on Peyton Manning. You got to give some special attention to Russell Wilson. I mean, this is such a tremendous opportunity for him, and he has shown poise, his playmaking ability, and his athleticism.
Oh, yes, definitely. And you know, it's funny because, you know, Russell Wilson's a guy coming over from the East Coast. He's actually, you know, from collegiate around the Richmond, D.C. area. So it's kind of a big thing. A lot of people over in this country are pulling for Russell Wilson in this game. And the guy's grown in such a short amount of time. You think back to his college years when he was at NC State and then Wisconsin for his last year of eligibility. And I don't think anybody could have predicted that he would be able to make this kind of impact in the NFL. And he's grown considerably. You know, the 4th-and-7 touchdown throw he had, you know, at a very critical time in the game when they were down 17-13. I mean, that throw was one of the best throws, you know, maybe we've seen this entire postseason. And it was at such a clutch time in the game. You know, the Seahawks were going to kick a field goal, and then Steven Hauschka decided against it. Just because of the way the wind was working against him. So then that puts the pressure on Russell Wilson to pick up a first down. He not only does that, he hits a long bomb for a touchdown. So he's definitely shown that he's playing, you know, well above his age group, and he's definitely going to be a special quarterback for years to come in the National Football League.
Jason, we are quickly running out of time. At YSR, of course, you have a brand new book that is out, 100 Things Raven Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. In 30 seconds, just kind of last year, the Super Bowl 47, it was a season to remember. What stands out the most, and what do you share in the book?
Oh, Super Bowl 47, everybody remembers the blackout at the Mercedes.
Oh, yeah.
Obviously. It changed everything in this game because, you know, Jacoby James had just run back the kick. The Ravens were rolling sky high. That changed everything. The Niners come back. And then, of course, there's another chapter. In addition to focusing on the game itself, there's another chapter devoted to the last sequence on defense for the Ravens that, you know, not necessarily a goal line stand, but kind of. You know, they're inside the 10. Niners are just driven down the field. That was a very, obviously, a very important moment. And the Ravens were able to hold fittingly for a guy like Ray Lewis, you know, 17-year NFL player up until last year. You know, his unit on defense got them the win and, you know, made a lot of people in Baltimore happy.
Oh, it is a great book. You mentioned Ray Lewis, Art Modell, so many 100 things Raven fans should know and do before they die. We want to encourage you to go out and get a copy at Amazon.com. Jason, you're a great guest. This is your first time on our show, and we definitely want to extend that invitation. We would love to have you back, okay?
All right, thanks so much. I'd love to be back.
All right, much more straight ahead this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Join us online at E Radio Sports.